Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
I welcome you to the podcast today. We have two awesome guests with us, Edwin and Andrew Jenkins. So welcome to the podcast, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're going to talk today about a process that's been used with individuals, it's been used with churches and other organizations called LifeLift. And Andrew Jenkins has recently published a four-volume set about this with some videos and audio resources. So what in the world is LifeLift, Andrew?
Well, the short version is LifeLift is a framework that will help people find and fulfill their God-given purpose. Not just find and fulfill that purpose in terms of just where we are naturally, in terms of what skills, talents, abilities that you have. Those are all important, but we really feel like foundationally, you start with what God has actually already said in Scripture. That's key number one. In fact, the term in the LifeLift framework is instructional obedience. So many people want to seek out the big thing that God has for them, yet they haven't been fair and honest and accurate with doing the things that he has already clearly said. So we begin there, and then we move to people's natural talents and abilities, their background, the burdens that they sense when they move throughout the world, all the experiences, good, bad, all of that. God redeems all those things, works all things together for the good. So instructional obedience, natural talents and abilities, and then we move into the supernatural giftedness that you and I have. God supernaturally infuses the Holy Spirit to express himself through each of us in unique ways. LifeLift is all of that. And once you understand all of those areas, the instructional things God has already said to do, your unique natural talents and abilities, the way you were at your first birth, you were born a certain way, you have certain experiences, nature and nurture, that first birth thing, that's you. And then second birth, supernatural. Once you put all of that together, you really start finding that sweet spot uniquely for you. That's what LifeLift does.
Well, Andrew, I know you have a background and a great track record as a leadership coach, an entrepreneur, nonprofit work. You're an ordained pastor. So how practically has LifeLift helped you? How have you seen it work in people's lives?
Okay, it's a twofold answer. So the twofold is the current answer is I think I'm walking out what I learned 20 plus years ago in this material. Now the material really for me, I haven't been involved with it for 20 years until recently when we did the rewrite. So right now I'm walking out what I really believe I learned in a local church using this material the first time it was drafted by my dad 20 years ago.
Well, we are so honored to have Edwin Jenkins in the studio today. And so, Edwin, this was your brainchild. How did the Lord give you LifeLift that Andrew has taken and kind of reworked for a new generation? Tell us about it.
LifeLift started as a need. I believe that we needed to do a better job of getting people into their places of gifting so that they could serve supernaturally. Because I believe the church needs to operate supernaturally. It's rather ironic that we operate in most churches naturally. We operate with our best planning, with our best logic, with our best organizational skills, instead of reminding ourselves that we were born twice. That makes us supernatural persons. And we're a part of a supernatural organism, the body of Christ. And that's quite remarkable in itself. So we also follow a supernatural guidebook, the living word of God. And so we deviate from that and get the best organizational plan we can get from secular society, and we put that on the church. That, to me, was inappropriate. So I said, we've got to get to what really can happen when a church operates according to spiritual gifts. And so I began the study, and this is, in fact, it's more than 20 years old. It's almost 30 now. Next year it'll be 30 years old, because the first publication of LifeLift came out in 1993, if you can imagine that. And it is not at all in the polished form that now it is in because of Andrew and what he's done with this material. And also, as it has matured over the past nearly 30 years to what it is now. And now it is so much fuller, so much more expanded, but remarkably, it is still on the same foundational background that God gave us back in 1990 up to 93 when it was first published.
Truly remarkable. I have a music background, and no one can sing together as well as family. So that's an interesting concept, just the way the human voice has been made. But I've noticed that with LifeLift, that what Andrew has brought to it, no other person on earth could do that, Edwin. So you have a remarkable family, and I'm grateful for what Andrew has done with LifeLift. So tell me a little bit about the four-volume LifeLift material that I'm holding here, which is available, I assume. People can get this?
Yeah, that's true. We can put a link down in the show notes to that, or they can go to lifelift.online and find all of this information. In fact, later on, we can tell them how to get the workbook absolutely free if they pay the shipping and handling. When this book first came out, I remember going down to the beach. We went down there one weekend, and Dad, you had a notebook. You were writing it longhand on a legal pad, just sketching
it
out. I did
everything on longhand.
And then he would take those notes back. His handwriting's really good. Mine is horrible, but he would take it back, and then the church secretary would type this in. So it goes back that far. And initially, that book that he wrote was maybe 100, 120, 130 pages long. We used it at Hilldale Baptist Church. That's where it was birthed. So it was birthed practically. This was not from a seminary. It's not from a college, not from somebody's office. This was practically done in the real world of pastoral ministry. And because of that, he knew what everybody was being taught every week. Everybody had a foundation in Scripture. Everybody had a foundation of the Bible, prayer. All of these things that so often we take for granted, they just knew. Because again, he wrote that book not to be traveling out to the masses, but to be used in that church. So now, several decades later, when we were looking at kind of rebooting that material, doing version 2.0, you start looking and you think, well, some things have changed culturally. And if we're not passing this information on to a church that we lead, we need to make sure that people have all of the information they would need to know. And so really, it's a little bit more robust now that it's a full discipleship framework. So people really, part one, they learn their identity in Christ. Part two, they learn about walking in connection with the Holy Spirit. Part three, you start seeing how the Holy Spirit gifts you uniquely. All of this is really what was added to that original text. In fact, I told him when we were rewriting, I said, hey, I'm just going to take the old version of the text. I'm going to add everything to it that I would possibly think people need to know. And that's usually when you come back with the editing process and start chopping a lot and putting it on the floor. And at that point, we really realized we didn't just have one big book. We had 500 pages. At that point, we thought, really, we've got four books. Let's just separate it out and let it be part of an overall larger project. So the project really grew at that point. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And that's what you have there.
So these four volumes are beautifully bound. The material is accessible, but it's also rich and deep. And so really, how would you lead a group of people or work through the process, let's say in a local church context, Andrew?
So you got a couple options, and you could actually implement all of these at the exact same time. The workbook has 20 chapters. I went through and I taught them and timed it myself. I can teach in about 15 to 20 minutes per chapter, so you could do it in 10 weeks, you know, and lead your church through that. Fill in the blank workbook. You could teach it yourself with the teacher. You could press play and put a video in. However you wanted to do it, you could lead through that. 20 weeks, 10 weeks would probably be better. Or you could wrap that back and go, well, there's four parts here. We really want people to learn their identity in Christ first, because everything builds from that. And if you don't know who you are, you will seek to fulfill that identity in things outside of you, actions, activities, ministry. And we want people to minister, serve from an overflow of who they are. And so that's where we begin. So you could say, hey, we're going to do identity as a class. That's part one. We're going to do presence. That's on the Holy Spirit. Part two as a class. We're going to do part three, expression, where people learn their gifts as a class. We could do part four, perspective, as a class. Each of these could just go for a month at a time, and people could drop in, and literally you could run all of those concurrently as a discipleship framework, or because you have all those short books that you're looking at right there, not the workbook, but those little four books, you could say, hey, I think we're going to do a small group book study that's going to meet at the coffee shop, and we're going to read through that book for 5 or 6 weeks, and we're going to study the content. What's important is not that you fill in the blanks on a workbook. It's that you really absorb the material and then you walk it out. So whatever form you take, those books right there, I think they're 125 pages each, really accessible. They read fast, a lot of pictures in those to illustrate, same pictures that are in the workbook and in the slides. So really there's three options right there that would make it ultra accessible for anybody.
I love them. As I have looked through them and read a lot of the material here, I see graphs and all kinds of diagrams that help bring the material to life. I'm a visual guy, so it's really, really helpful. Edwin, back in the decades past when you developed this material and you implemented it in several churches now, you've even worked in the 3,200 churches across our state and beyond, even around the world with these concepts. What did you visualize in your mind as the product in the person's life after they went through the Life Lift process? What did a person who had gone through that process ideally look like?
Chris, as many things in church life, it developed. It developed over a period of time, and it went through various iterations, and we developed it more and more and more. And I guess that the fullness of it came when our church, Hilldale Baptist Church at that time, really adopted it as our plan. And we saw God do some amazing things. In fact, we had more than 24 people called into ministry as a result of finding out that they were converted and they were called. And they began to find out that they had a place of service. One of the best ways for a human being to know his calling is to know his spiritual gifting. Because when God spiritually gifts a person and gives them that endowment, that's something that they want to utilize for his glory and the good of his kingdom. Now, we had a number of people to go out of the church in regard to seeking out their calling in various places. There were those who went into music ministry. There were those who went into pastoral ministry. There were those who went into children's ministry and various sorts. And it was just an amazing thing. And Bob Hall is the person who told me, he said, Edwin, you need to kind of go back and research how many people have indicated a call to ministry as a result of what God's doing at our church right now. It wasn't just Life Lift. We had revival going on for about a year and a half at Hilldale Baptist Church. It was a remarkable, remarkable time. And it was a time that was not orchestrated by any human being. Those things can only be orchestrated by God. And the key is being obedient to God. And the whole foundation of Life Lift, being instructionally obedient, finding out your natural talents and abilities and desires, and then studying and being understanding of the fact that God has supernaturally caused you a new birth, and not only that, He has called you to a service that He can utilize as the Holy Spirit moves through your life because the Holy Spirit is in your life. I go on and on about that and could go on and on about that.
Well, it's fantastic to think that many have been called into the ministry and untold others have encountered this material over the years. And now your son, Andrew, is taking it to a whole new generation and has refined it and presented it in such an engaging way. Andrew, how would people get a hold of this and begin to use it in their context?
Here's the easiest way to do it is go to lifelift.online. So just www.lifelift.online. All of the information is right there. It will give you a breakdown of what's the workbook like? What are the books like? Where should I start? What are options? All of that information is right there. And if they will go to Jenkins.tv, I'm going to give you the long URL just because right now it's on the homepage of my website. But by the time you listen to this, months from now, years from when we're recording, whenever, it'll still be there. Jenkins.tv/free, F-R-E-E. If you'll pay the shipping and handling, we will send the workbook to you, and then you'll be able to flip through it and look at it and see if this is something you want to engage a group in, or if you're a pastor or ministry leader, your church or organization, all of that information is right there for you. So those two URLs, you can put them in the show notes and follow those.
Well, we're grateful for your time. Before we close out, I just want to say thank you to both of you guys. I know a lot of our listeners will know who you are. Edwin, you've been a leader not only in Birmingham but across the state, longtime pastor at First Baptist Church Athens. My mentor was one of your predecessors, Fred Lackey, who was my pastor.
Yes, indeed.
And
great man of God.
Absolutely. His wife's still with us at this time.
Sue Lackey is just a princess.
Yes, she is. And we're all grateful for your work across the state. So the Lord brought you for a time as a state missionary and a great leader with our state, Alabama Baptist State Convention. We're thankful for you and your work there.
Yes, thank you so much. And I, as I told the people at First Baptist Church of Athens when I left there, that I was not retiring so much as redirecting. Little did I know how much I would be redirected, and I've been in ministry very actively ever since I retired and redirected in 2015. And now I'm into 2022 and 7 years of ministry continuing after the time that I was at First Baptist Church of Athens, and I praise the Lord for that. And by the way, I'm serving in my spiritual gifting and calling right now.
Absolutely. And Andrew, we all admire you. You have been an entrepreneur, church planter, pastor, leadership coach. Just tell us a little bit about what God is doing in your life right now.
Right now, some of the big projects that I've got going on are writing, speaking. I host a couple of podcasts. I'm able to work with an organization, Courage to Lead, that coaches ministry leaders and marketplace leaders alike. And so we've been building out a framework there online, developing this material. It's really just been an exciting season.
That's awesome. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I hope you will take advantage of the websites and the materials that are there on your page, on the show notes. We're glad that you have supported this podcast so well. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.